as the legislature over the last several months has attempted to continue to offer to be involved with this process so we didn't have to use executive orders. We have a lot of bills to do these things that have already been voted on in one chamber or the other, or were at least introduced and have been sitting waiting to move. So that solves a lot of the issues, because otherwise there's certain timing issues that take a little bit longer to get through, but we should be able to do these in short order. Today, the main focus is going to be to pass legislation regarding unemployment benefits, maintaining them at 26 weeks, some other issues all surrounding that. Then there's the issues on liability for employers, especially at hospitals, doctors who are practicing outside their regular medical scope, but, still able to do that because of their degrees. Nurses, things like that. So there's the liability protections. There's Open Meetings Act changes. So local boards, city councils, et cetera, are able to continue using electronic means for their meetings. And nursing home regulations, so that it makes sure that sick patients aren't housed with other non-sick patients, along with liability issues and many other policy issues that recently came from the governor's task force that had met but hadn't yet been adopted. So these put into statute the recommendations from the task force.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom this morning, Senate back in session today. You and I have talked all along many times over this about how you've been frustrated, and so have your colleagues across the UP in the House been frustrated that lawmakers haven't been brought to the table in the process of working our way around the pandemic. Now it looks like it's going to be happening. What are your thoughts on where things are now?
It's not of interest to me to get really into arguing over what's happened or not. I hope it would suffice it to say that, if we had simply started down this path in May, and many of us were willing to continue to extend the emergency orders even then, if there had just been the sit down, the talk, the compromises, then we wouldn't be in kind of this panic mode at this point. But, this is where we're at, and I'm glad to finally get that chance to have some input. I hope that some of the sniping and everything that, we're all guilty of from time to time can be kind of toned down or eliminated altogether, because it is really important work that needs to be done right now. One of the things that, hopefully we can, pick up right away, too, next week when we're back on Tuesday, we'll be dealing with the workman's comp issues, especially for folks in nursing homes, hospitals, and other places of work where, there's a obligation to help people, that there should be a presumption that if you pick up COVID that it came from your workplace. So there's more important work to be done, and I think we're demonstrating that we were always prepared and ready to do this, and hopefully we can continue to demonstrate that with good policy.
We saw that happen with the budget. It moved fairly quickly, and of course, was missing a lot of the partisan rancor that we've seen in the past because of the understanding of, at least for the next fiscal year, there was a need to get this budget done. Is it sort of a similar mindset, in your opinion, now with what is being looked at?
I think that there's a similar can-do spirit to it. I would say, there's a very similar feel to it. We continually tell each other in, the groups that I'm working in the legislature on the Senate side, that this isn't about spiking the ball. It isn't about beating our chest and say, see, we were right all along. It's about getting good policy done. And like I said, I'm not trying to say I'm squeaky clean or any of my colleagues are, and that we don't from time to time play politics. I'm just trying to say that we're trying, and I'm trying as hard as possible to not really do that. There's just no point. As I've said in other interviews, this was never about saying we have a plan that's so much better or we hate the other plan. This is always about we just want to be part of the solution. We have a job to do to stop shutting us out. We work for the people, and we have something to say, and that's our job. And so I'm glad to finally be getting that chance.